From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today. It is Sunday, the 5th day of September 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, simulcasting the syndicated radio broadcast in full living video color at prisonplanet.tv. Today, I am going to open a first salvo in an investigation of the neocons and the Republican Party, who are set to be swept back into the House and probably the Senate in November of this year, in only 2 months. We're also going to look at the falling fortunes of the Democrats, who have shown themselves to be cohorts with the globalists yet again in their attempt to collectivize this nation. Now, about 2 weeks ago, I started getting calls and seeing reviews saying that Glenn Beck's new New York Times bestselling book, The Overton Window, was important for me to read, and I've now had a chance to read it. And Glenn Beck is even more dangerous than I had first thought. This is extremely sophisticated and is the equivalent of O'Brien, the inner party torture master, in 1984, telling Winston Smith, one of the inner party propagandists, giving him a book revealing the entire program of enslavement and dehumanization, and then arresting Winston and torturing him for reading the book that they gave him. This is a revelation of the method. And I'm going to be covering that later in this hour. Now, it integrates in to Machete, Robert Rodriguez's new film, number 2 at the box office this weekend, opened on Friday. And it was even worse than what the initial script stated. It is that script, word for word and more. Robert Rodriguez is a liar. He lied and said the Arizona trailer for the movie 3 months ago had nothing to do with the film, wasn't in the film. That's not true. He said that they'd cut the race war stuff. No, they even added more. And it deals with how the globalists are controlling our society by manipulating both sides in the false debate. News Corp, that owns Fox News, produced this movie and has released it. On the other end, they've got Glenn Beck. This is how they control the system. They control both ends of the spectrum. And Glenn Beck in his book goes as far as to admit that. This is mind control so sophisticated that it even staggers my mind. I study this 24/7 and I understand it. It's hard to articulate, though. The most sophisticated propaganda PR minds in the world have developed this system, and Beck admits it all. Carol Quigley, Bernays, Goebbels. When you've studied propaganda, it's horrifying to watch it unfold. The Democratic and Republican parties work for the exact same groups. And it's the globalists playing different populations off against each other and divide and conquer. But divide and conquer is just a term. It goes so much further than just that. So this is going to be a very important broadcast. I'm going to hit on a bunch of other news first and then also get into Machete. And then we will get into Beck. Because the Republicans are going to take power. And if you hold your breath and look for things to really change, you're going to asphyxiate. You're going to be smothered. Asphyxiate.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Joining us, my friends, it is Sunday, the 5th day of September 2010. We're going to go over the latest economic news, world news, police state news. Google is being investigated for antitrust by the state of Texas for reportedly manipulating their search function towards their sponsors, which the state of Texas claims is a violation of the Antitrust Act. Well, of course they manipulate their search functions. They routinely, when one of our stories is the top search, delete it and admit that they're deleting it and block entire articles we write at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Of course Google is doing this. There's also a new campaign out with television ads pointing out the fact that Google is a CIA NSA front. They now admit that, violating your Fourth and Fifth Amendment, spying on everything. So we're going to be discussing that as well today. The cynical term, don't be evil, is a joke. Their slogan, their maxim of don't be evil is a stinking joke. I'm not going to really talk about machete anymore after today. The reason I've discussed it is I was contacted. It's the number 2 film at the box office right now. I was contacted 3 months ago by Hispanic members of Texas filmmaker Robert Rodriguez's crew, who said they were afraid it would reflect badly on Hispanic Americans. I was then sent the script because I went on television and the radio, and I said, this Arizona trailer says we have a message to Arizona, and then it shows Hispanic gunmen shooting Texas politicians at the Texas Capitol, shot in front of the Texas Capitol with state of Texas funding. Then Rodriguez and others came out and said, this is ridiculous. None of that's in the movie. So then I got the actual script from one of our Hollywood sources. And Rodriguez's ex-wife, who's also the producer on the film, she came out in the Austin American Statesman, UPI, Reuters, literally hundreds of publications in the last 2 weeks and said that Mr. Jones does not have the script and it's not true and he's just saying he has it and none of what he says is in the movie is in it. Well, I took 6 of the crew Friday night to see it and it is the exact script. It was, you know, had the name of his agent on it. I got it from a Hollywood source who I know, and it was confirmed. I also got it from other anonymous sources, so I got it from multiple sources. But I got it from a source I know in Hollywood, and I went to the movie, and it was word for word the script. So Robert Rodriguez and his ex-wife have played everybody for fools because they don't want the 18% of the budget. That's what Texas is going to pay him. Rick Perry, we have the video clip, called it a few months ago the model of the Texas Film Commission program. The governor, Rick Perry. Now, there's a state law that the films can't get these incentives if it, quote, puts Texas in a bad light. Let me see. The movie opens, and the script opens, and the film's now out there. Anybody can go see it. I don't recommend you do. It's one of the worst movies production-wise I've ever seen. I know that's the style, but, I mean, I felt dirty when I left. I mean, like my brain had been hacked on with a machete. And the film opens with Don Johnson playing the part of the Minutemen. Now, the Minutemen have never killed anybody. The Minutemen have never killed any Hispanic children. It's actually the Mexican Coyotes. Last week they killed 72 people, many times including children, mainly Central and South American immigrants that come in. If they don't have extra money at the Texas border, they're murdered. They're tortured. Their heads are chopped off with machetes. And Rodriguez knows that. This is a whole drug culture, radical Mexican supremacist culture dealing with these machetes. And so a week and a half ago, 72 men, women, and children had their heads chopped off in Mexico, 80 miles from the Texas border, not by Minutemen, but by the Mexican cartels that are in complete control of many of the regional governments. The news admitted it was Los Zetas, quote, former Mexican military. It's kind of like former CIA, no such animal. The movie opens with a group of about 25 illegals dumped out near the border. Texans pull up in cowboy hats, so if you wear a cowboy hat, you're evil. And the Mexicans get on their knees, they blow the heads off of Mexican children one after the other, while a state senator wearing the cowboy hat and the suit, basically looks like Rick Perry, makes a pregnant Mexican illegal get on her knees, and she says, I'm pregnant, and they go, good, we want to kill your little evil, stinking, and they use racial terms, baby, and they shoot her in the guts, blowing the baby out onto the ground. And then they go, oh my gosh, this is wonderful, we've killed another one of their babies. Now, in World War I, the British ran propaganda ads in newspapers showing Germans bayoneting babies. It wasn't true. With a dead baby on the end of a bayonet. In history class, just basic college history, I was taught about this being the most base form of propaganda. And the entire movie is Mexican children being murdered. The entire movie is Catholic priests being crucified by white people screaming racist things. This couldn't, you couldn't have a film that puts Texas in a worse light. And anybody who doesn't want a wide open border with crime pouring across it, with Mexico in full collapse, with our country going bankrupt, Bloomberg reporting 46 states on the verge of bankruptcy or already bankrupt, if you want any border control, you want to murder pregnant women. The worst thing you can do, societally. None of it's true. And it shows the Coyotes as good guys in the movie, part of a secret network. And let me tell you something. My old office was down off of Mary Street and First Street, where the real network is based in Austin. With the Coyotes, with the law firms that help the illegals, Vicente Fox came to Texas 5 years ago and gave the state of Texas, Austin Police Department, and Wells Fargo an award for violating federal and state law and for not arresting illegals who don't have IDs. Illegals are above the law. So there is a network of this, and it's the Coyotes, it's the money launderers, it's the banks. That was also in Reuters and Bloomberg last week, where major banks have pled guilty to actually financing the Coyotes and the drug lords. But in this movie, there's a secret network that's basically going to overthrow Texas and, quote, resettle the Southwest. So it's La Reconquista, reconquer. And Fox News had a headline, the La Reconquista is on. I searched the term machete last night and saw a Fox News piece about a TV piece they did called the La Reconquista is here. Guys, Google that for me under news. I want to show it to folks who are watching our radio show, simulcast at prisonplanet.tv. But what Fox didn't tell you in the piece is, News Corps is putting this movie out. So, of course, Rick Perry's going to pay for 18% of the budget with taxpayer money. Now, here's the deal. I want to live in peace with everybody. I want to get along with everyone. I want to live in peace. But the big mega corporations that control and run this nation, they want to divide and conquer our country. And we have the North American Union documents. We have the SPP documents. Judicial Watch sued 3 years ago and got them, where they've had meetings in Canada, in Banff, and in Waco with the corporate leaders behind closed doors setting up the end of borders. There's the Fox News article. The La Reconquista's here. And they want to break down the borders, drive down the wages, and use the illegal alien voting bloc as a political weapon. And both parties are involved. So, Robert Rodriguez is a liar. We did have the real script. The Arizona trailer is the film and more. And they even call it Helter Skelter, which means race war. Charlie Manson quotes in the film. This is pure evil.
Now, they helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Do not be deceived by counterfeit signs that are staged in an attempt to change the said times. You know it is the time of punishment when they proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ through their blood and DNA. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S., 14.3 million. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. Some will cooperate, others will be in defiance, for it is written, some will die by the sword, those remaining will go into captivity, exile, plunder their wealth, immediately cease their endless wars, oust them from their lofty purchase, self-appointed positions, the generals and low-ranking traitors, and all among us who plot to destroy this nation. Come out from them. Do not obey their unlawful orders. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes, yes.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so let's cut right to the chase. George W. Bush tried four times to legalize at least 30 million illegal aliens in this country. They lied and said it was 14 million. But all the major think tanks say between 25 and 35 million. Now Obama has tried to pass the exact same legislation. Remember the last time Bush did it in 2008? The Republicans with the Democrats? They said, we're not going to let the legislation be public, but we promise you it's non-amnesty. Then Senator Sessions, a good senator, said, I don't care if I get sanctioned by the Senate. He played chicken with them. They didn't sanction him, but he broke their orders. They shouldn't be able to order an elected representative around. He has free speech. He released the bill. And it was worse than amnesty. It said aggravated felons could sign a pledge and be given citizenship. We have a key article up at Infowars.com titled, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gave millions to La Raza. What does Raza mean? It means the race. What is their public slogan? For those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. Billions of dollars, over $2 billion in the last decade. It's billions before that, given by the Ford Foundation. It has more than $40 billion total. To Mecha and La Raza and others to teach Hispanic children in Mexico, in Latin America, where this movie's now airing, with bloody posters of a machete that says, everybody for machete, to hate the United States, the Republicans and the Democrats, the big foundations. Why do they want this? They want to bring in a group of people who are hardworking and good, but fill them full of racial hatred and turn them into a political arm, and then Republicans stand back and go, oh my gosh, it's the Democrats that are running Mecha and La Raza. Oh, my gosh, it's the Democrats that want carbon taxes. Oh, really? Coming up, I'm going to play a News Corps internal video release that was shown to all News Corps employees. This is an internal News Corps promotional that they then later themselves put out publicly, where the CEO of Fox Entertainment brags and shows all the pro-man-made global warming stuff they're pushing. And who's funding Machete? Go pull it up on IMDb. News Corp. Fox. See, master corporations control both ends of the political spectrum. And that way, no matter where you run, they control you. You think they want Caucasians and Hispanics, who, by the way, are European, do you think they want us getting along? Do you think they want Hispanics coming here and becoming pro-George Washington, pro-Second Amendment, pro-free market? No. They force-feed them in the colleges and the public schools, La Reconquista. And then the state of Texas funds up to 18% of the funding of this movie, Machete, with your taxpayer money, when it shows Texas politicians is murdering drug-dealing criminals, murdering pregnant Hispanic women. I mean, this is incredible. When the state of Texas denies funding to films like Waco, because they said it put Texas in a bad light. Last year they denied and said, don't make your film in our state. You won't get tax incentives. So they went to Louisiana. And Rick Perry's office 3 months ago, we called him. No, actually, they contacted us. His press secretary contacted us and said, Mr. Jones, we're not funding that film. We'd already called their office and they said, yes, we are funding it. Then we found the video clip of Rick Perry saying, Robert Rodriguez and his film Machete is the model of the Texas Film Commission. He is the model. See, Rick Perry's all hat and no cattle, and I'm not saying vote for white folks. He's just as bad or worse. The point is, let me read to you from Glenn Beck's new book, Glenn Beck, The Overton Window. 15 years ago on air, I read this quote. I've read this quote every month on air for my 15 years on air. It's in a 900-page book called Tragedy and Hope. He was allowed into the CIA State Department archives in 1962 to 1967. He published the book a year later, Tragedy and Hope. And Glenn Beck quotes it right here in his faction book. He calls it Fiction That's Fact. This is Carol Quigley. Bill Clinton's mentor. The argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideas and policies is a foolish idea. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out in any election without leading to any profound or extensive shifts in policy. Then it should be possible to replace it every 4 years if necessary by the other party, which will be none other of the things but still pursue. Again, then it should be possible to replace it every 4 years if necessary by the other party, which will be none of these things but will still pursue with new vigor approximately the same basic policies. Tragedy and Hope, 1968. This was commissioned. 1,000 copies were commissioned by the CIA about themselves to give to their highest level operatives to be able to understand the takedown of America, because the CIA openly works for offshore banks, the ones that have stolen $28 trillion in bailout money. Again, Bloomberg AP, not $887 billion. And what is this book? This book literally shook me to my core, the Overton window. Beck in this book admits the government stages terror attacks, wants to set off nukes for martial law, and the character that represents him is this evil operative who poses as a patriot. And then when he finally becomes a real patriot, they grab him, the CIA grabs him and gives him electroshock therapy, and then put him back out on television to control conservatives and patriots. I mean, they just throw it in your face in a faction book. Meanwhile, Beck says you're the scum of the earth if you question the Gulf of Tonkin, which they admit was staged to get us into Vietnam. You're the scum of the earth if you question 7-7, and you're dangerous, and you may be violent if you point out the government ran drills at the exact same time, at the exact same places of the bombings. We had an actuary done. It was, what was it, one chance out of 23 trectagillion? That's tens of trillions of times more than all the sand in all the world. Impossible. Why do they run drills? Because if one government group gets caught planting the bombs, they tell the other government group that's good, the white side, oh, we were just part of the drill. They ran drills of bombing the World Trade Center in 93. New York Times admitted the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, let it go forward. That's in this book, but it's nukes bombing L.A. And then he gives newspaper articles about government-staged terror in the end. While on the air, he says you're a piece of un-American garbage if you talk about it. I mean, you talk about mind control, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know what to think of this. You think I'm happy to get up on the air and talk about government-sponsored terror? 10 years ago, I was offered Glenn Beck's job before Glenn Beck existed. He's only been a Patriot radio host for 8 years. I was told, you'll be the next Rush Limbaugh. You'll be on national television. You're more powerful than Limbaugh. People say, well, why don't you say who told you that? When people say in confidence, you agree, you don't violate that confidence. I mean, you do notice they're doing Nightline perspectives on me. You do notice that they admitted my websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, on Alexa and all the other trackers, dwarf Limbaugh and Beck. They know this. So they are the counterfeits. Beck was developed to counter Alex Jones. We'll be back.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits 2 powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always come before. Look in the dark we follow.
Welcome back. To quantify what I was getting into earlier. On two separate occasions, and on several other lesser occasions, smaller networks, I was approached, and I was told, yes, there's a global government forming, but it's for the good of the planet to redistribute wealth, and I pointed out, no, it's not. That's what low-level people are told. We want you to have the biggest national show in the country. Again, I was approached by the number one and number two consecutive largest syndicators at the time. And they said, look, you come out of the radio, you grab people, you have an intellect, you've studied history, we've done focus groups on you. You will be the next Rush Limbaugh. And I said, well, where do I sign on the dotted line? And they said, well, here's the problem. No more black helicopters, no more private Federal Reserve, no more world government. We want you to be a conservative, libertarian host. A little more cutting edge than Rush Limbaugh, but there will be editorial control. You will cover what we say. And I said, no, thank you. And at the time, it was 10, 15 times what I was making money-wise. The next offer was probably 30 times. I don't remember all the exact ratios. The point is, it was a lot of money, a lot of power, the book deals, everything. And, of course, they probably had 15, 20 people they were looking at developing. You know, they tell all those beautiful young women out west or in Connecticut or wherever, come out to California and you'll be a movie star. And 5 years later, they're a crack-addicted, you know, porn star. So they had a lot of people they were out there farming and looking for to be Glenn Beck, somebody they could control. So you got News Corp. I'm going to play this clip coming up, admitting that they promote the global warming fraud. They've got O'Reilly doing it. They've got the big globalist Newt Gingrich promoting global warming taxes. They've got Pat Robertson out promoting it. Now that it's imploded, thanks to the information being leaked internally, how it was a fraud, and this show and others, and Ron Paul and the Climate Depot and many others, it's in a lot of trouble now. And Al Gore's been discredited. But just a year ago, you saw a neoconservative push along with Barack H. Obama to give you the global tax. And only a few of the Fox hosts were even allowed to talk about it, but most of them were pushing it like it was real. But what did Glenn Beck write just a week and a half ago? Glenn Beck, key Obama ally, works with Socialists for Global Tax. Well, why doesn't, and this is from glennbeck.com, why doesn't Glenn talk about Rupert Murdoch? Why doesn't Glenn discuss that? No, see, what they're doing is, when the Democrats were out of power, when the Democrats weren't in office, Keith Olbermann and others played the part of anti-Patriot Act, anti-police state, anti-surveillance. Now they're in power, they're all for it. Now Republicans are out of power. Oh, they're against the tyranny. They're against the corruption. They're against all the problems. Oh, when law enforcement last year sent this radio show, we broke it, the Mayak Report and Homeland Security Reports, the media picked up on it and said Obama had issued that. Well, yes, Obama had reissued it. Turned out a year before, George W. Bush had issued those reports saying that Homeland Security was really for conservatives, gun owners, libertarians. And we've gotten similar reports during those years, but it never made national news because, oh no, the neocon TV and radio, they didn't want to talk about Bush and the people that controlled him setting up Homeland Security for the American people. Remember, it was the Republicans that were for the banker bailouts along with the Democrats. It was Bill Clinton, with the help of Republican votes in 1990s, who got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act in 1999. And it was the same Bush advisors that went into the Obama administration. So all that's happening is the Republicans are playing the part of the anti-establishment right now. And I do agree with Republicans' views and their state platforms, like the state of Texas. And I tend to side with them more. The grassroots are great people. But the leadership is in bed with the very same people. And that's the issue that you have to understand. I mean, how can Glenn Beck write a book he calls Faction, fiction that's fact, say this book is real at the beginning, and at the end have a 30-something page glossary. Give me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. He has a big, lengthy thing of news articles and quotes by Edward Bernays, Carol Quigley. He's got all the articles about drills on 7/7 with the London bombings at the exact same time, exact same place, eugenics, how they want to sterilize you, one-child policies. It's all there. It's all there, but it's a fiction book. And then I've got clips of him saying, there's no one I hate more than 9/11 victims' families. They're a bunch of scum because a bunch of them think we've been lied to about 9/11. Well, we know. The commission said the official story's a lie. Beck talks about how it's private global corporations that have infiltrated the CIA and FBI that staged the terror and that most of the agents don't know. That's true, too. I'm not even really saying our government staged these attacks or allowed these attacks to take place. The point is that we have newscasts with them saying, get it back, we're going to blow up Building 7, that 47-story building. And I'm supposed to just see that and not talk about it? Or CIA drills of the World Trade Centers and the Pentagon being attacked by airplanes that morning, and the NORAD tapes and the FAA tapes where they're saying, Why are all these blips being put on my screens? Why are there drills of the same thing happening while it's happening so that the Pentagon got confused and stood down? Just like 7-7. Just like 1993, Bill Clinton bombing the World Trade Centers. Bill Clinton's controllers. Bill Clinton, I mean, it's in the New York Times and CBS News. It came out in federal court that the FBI hired Ahmad Salam, had him build a real bomb, and then he said, now run the sting and bust him. They're going to do it in 3 days. The bomb's built. And they said, no, we're letting it go forward. And Ahmad Salam, who worked for the CIA, knew they were setting him up and recorded more than 10 hours of it. Because they were going to set him up. He gave a press conference with the tape. The tape's now been released by the federal government. It's in the latest film we produced, Invisible Empire. The clips of him with the FBI. And Glenn Beck writes a book about it. And says it's all real, but then I'm bad because I'm talking about it. Now, why is this being done? Do you remember 10, 15, 20 years ago, national talk show host would say the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, doesn't even exist. It was totally secret then. Now it's public all over TV. It wants open borders, North American Union, NAFTA, GATT, all this stuff. They wrote the Homeland Security Act. They write the major legislation that deals with the takeover. And it's a kook detector. You're a nut. You're a lunatic if you've read Carol Quigley's book. You're a lunatic if you've read CIA declassified documents. You're a lunatic if you've read the declassified Rex 84 FEMA camp plans, which Beck admits in this book. He said they don't exist, and then in the book he admits it, and then has, I mean, this is insane. Why are they doing this? Because they've caved in, and this is the best news I could bring you. For decades, they tried to pacify libertarians, conservatives, researchers, Americans that were smart enough to not be controlled by the mind control, the disinformation, and the propaganda. They told you it didn't exist. In the last 3 years, that stopped working. And they had to admit they're setting up a bank of the world, carbon taxes to finance it. IMF 2 weeks ago said the new Bancor will be the new global digital currency. You'll still have your local currency, but it'll be pegged and controlled by that global currency. They can't deny this anymore. We're now here. They've now bankrupted us, as the IMF and World Bank plans from the mid-90s stated they would do, leaked in 2002, given to the BBC. How did I know they were going to bankrupt us years before they did it? Using derivatives? I had their battle plan. Good people in government leaked this stuff. People always say, well, if all this was true, we'd know. Well, we do. Just the media would never cover it here. So, all these years they tried to pacify you and said it didn't exist. Now, because it's out in the open, they've got to pose as the patriots, come in and admit a little bit of it, till they get back into power, sharing power with the Democrats.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea.
The testimonials are incredible!
And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
I have a very important announcement from our friends at eFoods Direct. Please pay close attention. Due to rapidly rising food costs, eFoods Direct must raise their prices. However, until September 20th, our current supplies are gone. Whichever comes first, eFoods Direct is making a special offer to our listeners. It's the eFoods Direct pre-price increase special. Since 2008, wholesale food costs have risen dramatically, yet eFoods Direct has refused to pass these increases on to you. Unfortunately, they can no longer absorb the recent surge in costs and have no choice but to raise prices. Until September 20th, our supplies on hand are gone, whichever comes first. Not only can you take advantage of the current lower prices, but for every three selected items that you buy, eFoods Direct will give you one free. That's right, buy three, get one free. It's your last chance to get in on the huge savings. Act now. On the web at eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com on the web or call 800-409-5633.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes, yes.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay. I want to give the phone number out and take calls and cover other important news in the next hour. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Get you up and on the air on this live September 5th Sunday edition. Now, before I go any further, I want to finish up with what I was talking about with Machete and Fox News Corp funding this race war division film. At the same time, Fox is criticizing it, basically to hype it and to promote it. It's incredible. And they need to tell their viewers that they're doing this. But separately, you've got News Corp, one of the biggest pushers in their movies, their TV shows, their radio shows, of global carbon taxes. Bill O'Reilly, all of these people pushing it. But at the same time, they then control the movement against it. That way they can defeat it at key junctures. And notice, Glenn Beck supported the banker bailout bill. Glenn Beck, of course, over and over again, has supported the Patriot Act, now being used against citizens in non-terror-related cases. He now controls a value-added tax, something the globalists want, something they've got introduced right now. But they're going to keep that along with the income tax. And so my issue is, they get your confidence, and then they basically sell you down the river, just like Obama did on the controlled left. And Beck understands this. I mean, he put Carol Quigley in his book, his new book, The Overton Window, the argument that the two political parties should represent opposing ideas and policies is a foolish idea. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extensive shifts in policy. Then it should be possible to replace it every 4 years if necessary by the other party, which will be none of the things, you know, getting rid of the tyranny, but will still pursue with the new vigor approximately the very same basic policies. So Beck is telling you that he's an insider. He goes on, the popular will cannot be taken for granted. It must be created. It must be manufactured. A year and a half ago, Republicans were being booed at public events along with the Democrats. So they made rebellion only about the Tea Party, then had the Republicans come in with the Tea Party Express and Dick Armey and finance the whole thing and take that over. The same rhetoric. A lot of truth is being told. But as soon as they get in power, they're going to sabotage it, just like Mr. Global Warming Tax, Newt Gingrich, who wants that globalist tax. Just like he took over the 1994 revolution. There are a lot of good candidates running as Republicans all over this country. And when they are good, like Rand Paul, you see the Republican establishment and Dick Cheney come after Rand Paul when he was running against the establishment Republican in the primaries. So I'm telling you, folks, we're in a fight for the heart and soul of this country, and we've got to hold Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and others' feet to the fire and say, look, Alex Jones and Ron Paul and others were right. There is a global government. It is run by banks. There are carbon taxes. All of this is being set up. They denied that for all those years, and now that they couldn't suppress you learning the truth because of my work and many others' work and my listeners' work, now they're coming out going, okay, some of it's real. I mean, there's quotes in here about the Bilderberg Group, world government, everything. But then on their shows, they make fun of it. But they're being forced to tell the truth more and more. We are winning, ladies and gentlemen. But remember that when the Republicans get back in power, don't be so in love with them and hating the Democrats so much that you don't hold their feet to the fire. Don't be so in love with their propaganda. Just like Bill Clinton supporters wouldn't wake up when I try to wake, you know, to talk to them and talk sense into them about him being a liar and corrupt, because they had invested in him as being their daddy, their friend, their master, their helper. And now you've invested in George W. Bush, and you find out he's just a puppet. So then people invest in Obama, and they won't wake up when he's conning them and pimping them. Now, I got a lot of evidence on this front, but if you want to find the video of this, just search the term Fox admits to planting political brainwashing in popular TV shows. This is News Corp showing clips of TV and movies where they promote global warming and global taxes to the population. But then separately, they've got Fox News where they're fighting it. It's all part of their business model to control the opposition. Okay? Now, let's go ahead and play this short clip. Here is News Corp with one of their executives telling you that they're promoting global carbon taxes. Here it is.
To set an example to others in our industry and other industries that no matter what the size of your carbon footprint is, you can make a difference.
I'd say for on record.
Global warming.
Probably.
Press button to see what global warming will do in the next 3 years.
3 years is a long ways away.
What could we do on a practical level to start making a difference?
Just had another thought. What if the Scared Straight Show had a green message, too?
The biggest thing you've done is inserting messages about the environment into some of our content.
I don't follow. Green, it means environmentally friendly.
The lifeblood of our company is the quality of our TV shows, and we would accomplish nothing if we compromised that quality.
Going green doesn't fit with the rest of the show.
Working magic, make it fit.
Hey, Brian. I'm not going to recycle this aluminum can. I'm just going to throw it in the trash. Ha!
Your Earth's bitch.
The most powerful way that we could communicate the commitment on behalf of our company was to change the practices within the production, as well as work in a message about global warming, about environmental changes, and about empowering people to take responsibility.
Why are your wedding programs something?
Seats. We're having a green wedding, so after the reception, our guests can plant the programs, grow flowers.
I could live in the sea. I'd make friends with a whale, and we'd live in a sunken pirate ship. That'd show global warming.
We've come up with, you know, all sorts of strategies for lessening our footprint. Everything from utilizing hybrid vehicles in on our production.
Look at all these Hummers. What kind of jerk would drive one of those?
Dude, this car kicks ass! Yeah, Rumsfeld!
We're using biodiesel fuel in our generators instead of regular diesel.
No car, no electricity.
Coffee? All right, stop. I can't watch anymore. Stop it. It goes on and on. It's up on Infowars.com. And there's another level of lies. They show reasonable things like recycling, but then tied to the green agenda. The green agenda is global taxes to the private banks, now openly announced. It's having home inspections. It's not having state control. It's not having local control. So here's my issue. There's Fox TV making fun of George Bush with their executives, so they own both sides of the market, the liberal and the conservative. But they always move the agenda of more collectivism and control and, quote, progressivism forward. And at key points, Glenn Beck's for VAT taxes. He's for. I've even seen him before the carbon taxes. Now lately he's been against it. Now that he knows he wasn't able to sucker people. Bill O'Reilly, the same thing. Is saying Ron Paul supporters might be terrorists. Remember that 3 years ago during the primaries? That the money bomb might mean they were going to blow something up and nothing to do with that? Saying we need to use the army against these people. There's no FEMA camps. The banker bailout's good. All of this is being done. Oh, yeah, he'll expose Acorn and other little slimy groups, and that's good. But at the end of the day, here's another one. He had a documentary last week about Mao being the greatest mass murderer in history. I've made a film about that. But he didn't tell you it's declassified. The CIA in 49 admits they put Mao in. Our government sent the Bolsheviks over in 1917 to overthrow the Russian government. The banks that run America run the communism, because big mega corporations use communism as a way to destroy the middle class, steal their wealth, and give it to them. As the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty said, competition is a sin. They founded the modern environmental movement. They're funding Mecha and La Raza. The state of Texas is funding Machete, the race war anti-Anglo movie. Do you understand? They are running both sides of it to divide and conquer and bring down this republic. Obama works for the same people as Beck.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.
If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.